You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place?
Offshore.
While earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP.
Visit orbvest.com.
MoneyWeb now, on the money.
Jenny and I with Kian Nonyana. He is Manager Equities and Derivatives at Think Markets. Kia, appreciate your early morning time. Chatting Aspen, a company that is in a markedly better shape just from their balance sheet and debt. And a couple of years ago, they were almost in breach of debt covenants. In fact, they got some waivers as they had to sell assets to pay off the debt. But their balance sheet looking a lot better and looking sustainable. And frankly, kudos to management for turning it around in relatively quick time.
They have really turned around the business operations in relatively quick time. But I do not believe that the business was a bad business when they were being breached of the covenants. It's just, I think the strategy of acquire, improve, then deliver was just getting too onerous. And as well as the low cost of capital for the debt they raised made some projects seem viable when they probably weren't.
Yeah, and I remember, I take your point, and I mean, Stephen Sard and his team, they did a great job, and I heard him in an interview once, and he said, you know what, we never had to issue shares. All of this was, we raised debt, we never issued shares, never diluted shareholders, and we ultimately paid it off. I mean, it had been working, perhaps one or two mispriced, but it had been a strategy. I suppose the bankers then got involved and didn't like their debt covenant breaches.
Essentially, that was the problem. I do not necessarily believe that the strategy itself was one that hadn't worked, and management were just generally implementing a strategy which has worked before. I think the fault in the strategy was now starting to diversify outside of brands that they would have ordinarily have made successful. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the brands that they were starting to go into were just not part of the old business model. And I think that's part of why that strategy started to fail in recent years.
And looking forward now, I mean, you know, balance sheet looking better. They've got rid of some of their businesses. They've still got, obviously, a bunch of branded and generic drugs. You make the point that actually, as elective surgeries start to return, this is going to help revenues. And, you know, during the pandemic, elective surgeries disappeared. And that actually, a vaccine is going to add even further sort of annuity income in those years ahead. They are well positioned going forward.
I mean, they have been highly operationally efficient over the interim, and adding annuity income to your as an earnings driver, as well as elective surgeries, and as you know, outside of Africa, most global populations are starting to age, and if we're really looking at forecasts of the demand for the anesthetic products, the thrombotics, as well as the generic brands, we're starting to see quite a forecast, an increase in that forecast. And I think that gives them a good opportunities for their earnings, as well as being involved in the J&J vaccine production, which is estimated to produce about 300 million doses per annum. That adds quite an interesting earnings mix for the future periods.
And that aging population, I mean, it's a global trend. People are living longer. Therefore, they're having more, often cases, elective surgery in old age as our bodies sort of struggle with the extra years. That's a huge trend, and they are incredibly well positioned for it. I mean, the healthcare sector generally is going to benefit from it. Aspen, because of some of the drugs they supply, they are a play on people living longer.
And essentially, they're a play on emerging markets. I mean, yesterday Pfizer came out with results. And I mean, but Aspen, we can only compare Aspen to its international peers. There's nothing local that I think is comparable here. I mean, Pfizer's results were incredible yesterday, which came out to market, pre-market. And I mean, you're starting to see the demand for the elective surgeries, the demand for even some of the expiring brands from expiring patents from Pfizer, which I also think gives Aspen an opportunity to enter into markets as patents start to expire.
They've also got a very strong manufacturing base. I mean, they've got that plant down in Quebec, which is, you know, doing the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines. They're actually going to be expanding that as well, which is going to give them even more capacity, and I think is one of the sort of aces up their sleeve.
I mean, that plant in Quebec really is just going to just become part of the strategy to become more cost efficient. As I said previously, I think Aspen is one of the most operationally efficient manufacturing pharmaceuticals in the world. And if they're going to move a lot of their production in-house, it's going to provide cost efficiencies as they raise production and bring cost per unit down, and it'll feed through straight to the bottom line.
Your price target on it, you've got the research out, folks can find it on the Think Markets website. You're looking at, what, about 185 Rand. I mean, it's trading about 160 now. I think it was actually a little lower when that report initially came out. It had a huge run last week. And you're certainly saying that this is a stock that has some upside to it.
I mean, yes, yesterday in a quiet day of trade, I mean, I think it was Monday the 26th, and it was up almost 10%. And primarily with double traded volumes. I mean, it really did give our price target. It really did get close to our price target. But I think there's some institutional interest on the stock. But I mean, I think we are at the top end of the price target range when I compare ourselves to our industry peers. Mm-hmm. But we really are a liker of Aspen. Purely, first of all, at a valuation level. I mean, it's trading at about 10.33 forward price earnings and about a 10.36 EV to EBITDA, forward EV to EBITDA, which, I mean, when we look at historical times, it once at about 30 times.
Yeah.
Now it's at sometimes it's at about 20 times. So, I mean, at valuation alone, we find the stock very undervalued. And plus, on top of that, the key earnings drivers that we have identified for the investment really just makes 185 seem, I think, from my team, also a bit prudent.
Yeah, I agreed with you. I think it's one of the great stocks. And as you point out, there's not much, it's got no competition on our market. Kia Nanyana, he is Manager Equities and Derivative Sales at Think Markets. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Obvest's latest investment opportunity, Obvest Diversified Holdings number 4, that will invest you into a range of Obvest investments offering instant diversification. For more information, visit obvest.com. Obvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.